This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. When the Texas legislature gavels into session next week, Julie Johnson will make history. She's part of a Democratic wave from North Texas. She beat Tea Party Republican Matt Rinaldi in a district that reaches from Carrollton into Irving. She'll be one of Dallas County's first two openly gay legislators and the first one in Austin who's legally married. Julie Johnson, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you so much for having me.
What's the most daunting thing about next week for you?
The Texas legislature is its own unique thing, and it's not something I've done before. So to figure out the politics, the ins and outs, the behind the scenes is something I'm excited about, but a little daunted by.
You're representing a House district that was solidly red just 6 or 8 years ago, and you beat a hardcore member of the House Freedom Caucus by 13 points. Why such a quick change?
You know, I think that, quite frankly, the Democratic Party has been underrepresented for a long time. We have not given this district a meaningful choice. You know, for the first time in many, many, many years, the voters of House 115 had a competitive race, had a Democratic candidate that was funded, that was staffed, that could compete, present the issues, articulate them in a meaningful way. And I think this is what happens.
Democrats flipped 12 seats in the Texas House, including yours, but Republicans still have overwhelming majorities in the House and the Senate and control every statewide office. How do you have any kind of impact as a rookie legislator from the minority party?
One of the problems with my predecessor is he burned so many bridges and had so many personal enemies that he wasn't able to get anything done. And, you know, I have a lot of friends that are Republicans. And, you know, a lot of the freshman Republicans that I met, even in freshman week, we get along great. And so I think we can really work together. And I think there's a new climate. I think also some of the far right, more aggressive Republicans lost their race. And I think the majority party is learning some lessons that they can't be that polarizing if they want to retain their seats.
Dan Patrick's still in charge of the Senate, though. How do you get beyond the so-called culture war issues in Austin?
One of the things I campaigned on and one of the reasons why I was elected by such a strong majority is people just want normal, reasonable people in Austin to get stuff moving for our state. They're tired of political extremism on both sides and political gridlock.
2 years ago, the bathroom bill was such a lightning rod issue there. I'm wondering if that factored into your decision to run at all.
Oh, it absolutely did. The antics of the session last session and the focusing on discrimination against LGBT-based people just really upset me, and it definitely was a motivating factor. We can elect people who want to focus on all Texans and policies that affect all Texans in a positive way moving forward.
There's so many LGBT political firsts right now, an openly gay governor in Colorado, a bisexual U.S. senator in Arizona. You and Jessica Gonzalez are the first openly lesbian legislators from Dallas County. Why do you think it's happening at this moment?
I got elected not because I'm part of the LGBT community, but because I have a strong commitment to public education, and I want to solve health care, and I want to work on issues that affect all Texans. We need to move past this issue as a society and recognize that LGBT people, we're anywhere and everywhere. We're part of the fabric of the society that we're in. We are who we are. And, you know, I love my wife very much. I'm very proud of who I am, but I'm a lot of things. And I'm excited to bring all of me to the Texas legislature.
Now, she also is a first. She is the first married same-sex wife in something called the Legislative Ladies Club.
Yes. We just kind of realized all that. It's a wonderful organization of the spouses of legislators. Obviously, at the time it was formed, the majority of the legislators were men, and so it was their wives. But really, it's a support group for one another because the session is hard. We're busy. I'm going to be away a lot, and it's just a fellow support group among themselves to help support their spouses who are in the legislature trying to do the best job they can.
Julie Johnson, good luck in Austin next week, and thanks for taking the time.
Thank you so much for having me.